Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I was thinking about an encounter that I had yesterday. I had a chance to see again, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Reed in town yesterday. We had a chance encounter. I hadn't seen this gentleman for over 6-7 years at least. And you know how you have that encounter with someone, you're like, I know you. And I'm thinking, my mind is racing like, but where do I know you from? Where do I know you from? And we both remembered. That was pretty good. These days, my memory's not as sharp, you know, but I'm praying on it. I'm praying on it. But we both remembered, and we had such a wonderful conversation. Mr. Reed, he's a senior, and he's not. I met him in he was a business leader in the community, and so I met him through some things that we were doing. But he's retired now and has some medical issues and stuff, and just enjoying life. And man, we had such a great conversation. We talked about everything. We talked about children and raising children. We talked about society. We talked about health. We just talked about life, his grandchildren, you know, his life. And it just got me thinking again about how important it is for us to love on seniors. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a day for everybody. You know, there's Father's Day, Mother's Day. All those days are appropriate days. But it just seems like it should be fitting that there should be like a senior day somewhere, you know, a grandparent day, but maybe a senior, because maybe, you know, not all seniors have grandchildren. But I think that we miss so much in our generation because of the busyness, the technology, the racing here and there, going to work. You know, if you got children, taking them to practice and camps and all these other activities, that we don't get a chance to slow down, as my dad used to say, and smell the roses, you know, and enjoy life and talk to those who have gone before us. There's something about other cultures that honor seniors. We want to give honor to everyone. But I think there's a certain place, a special place to do that. I mean, right now, there are more, in the next several years, you're going to see more seniors than we'll have, you know, around than we have actually teenagers for the first time in our nation's history. Mm-hmm. You know, people are living longer. A lot of that generation is retiring and getting older. Mm-hmm. And we will have them around more. And there's so much wisdom that we can learn from them. I mean, I love that. You know, I absolutely love that. And just listening to him, I mean, I could have stayed there hours. Kind of one of those encounters where you stop what you do and say, I need to cherish this moment. And we just got to talking about things and talking about life and talking about hard work. And we're talking about raising children. And he said, you know, there's just some things that a man has to teach his boys. And I said, yeah, I know that. And there's some things what's better for the children is to have both parents. Mm-hmm. And we just talked about just how the family right now is just suffering in general. I mean, we need God in our family. We need God in our culture. We need God back in our country. Mm-hmm. And there's a foundation. It's the family. It's the family. The family. But the family is being attacked, is being destroyed. Nobody's honoring anybody. Everyone's, you know, the children are dishonoring the parents. The parents are dishonoring the children. You know, grandparents are totally neglected. Some of these grandparents are actually, you know, they've already raised their children. They've already done their job, and now a lot of these grandparents are raising their grandchildren, you know? Mm-hmm. And God bless them. Thank you, you know. Mm-hmm. But they're carrying a load. And it just got me to thinking about, you know, how we need to take time out of our busy day, take time out of our schedule to love on a senior. I want to encourage you today. I want to challenge you today. Find a senior somewhere in your neighborhood, at Walmart, in the store, and just do something kind. Just come up to them and say hello. Can I carry your bag? Can I take these groceries to your car? Can I sweep the front stoop off your house? Can I do anything for you? Because I think that we're going to need to be able to take care of our seniors. We're going to need, it takes all of us to do that. And God's watching, you know, God's watching. And the thing that amazes me is that many people today live as if they're never going to grow old.
Right.
You know, they live today with no, in terms of seniors, they're overlooked. They complain about how they drive. They complain about how they move. And it's like, you know, where's the honor in that? You know, it's a miracle for some of these folks to be able to get out of their house, to drive themselves. They have to maintain property as well. And now they're dealing with health issues and older age and complications and all this type of stuff. And I'll never forget, I met a senior years ago when she told me, sharp woman and her husband. And she said, you know, son, there's a thing called age discrimination. I didn't know what in the world she was talking about. She says, you're going to figure out one day that when you get older, that when, you know, certain jobs won't look at you anymore. There's certain things that you get overlooked. Mm-hmm. And that concept, this conversation was maybe 15 years ago. That concept never even entered my mind. Because you don't, when you're young, you don't think about those things. Right. You don't think about those things. And a wise man, a wise woman, the Bible says, gives thought to their ways, but also just overlooks their life. You know, what you're doing today, every single day with your life, are seeds being sown for the future that you're going to reap tomorrow. That's so important. There seems to be such a huge disconnect between what people are doing today and the harvest that they will reap. And you got to see that those things are connected.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely connected. And so I want to encourage you, the holidays are a wonderful time. But don't just save it for the holidays. The holidays are a wonderful time to visit nursing homes. It's a wonderful time to visit assisted living facilities. For several years, we'd go out and sing Christmas carols. And we're not good singers, but to them, we sounded awesome. We were rocking.
Right.
You know, they love to see babies. My sons, when we were real small, we used to go to a nursing home. And, oh, my goodness, every grandma was pinching their cheeks and kissing them. And then my son was like, get me out of here, you know. I said, no, it's good, man. They're loving on you. And he says, yeah, I guess you're right, you know. But that's cool.
Yeah.
What would happen if we just started just in our own neighborhood and said, you know what, I'm going to take ownership and I'm going to say, I'm going to find out who the seniors are on my street or on my block. I'm going to introduce myself and let them know, hey, listen, if you need something changed here, a light bulb, if you need, you can count on me. I'm your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to start thinking about other people and letting them know that we care about them, that we love them. You'll be surprised at how many seniors don't even know Jesus Christ. I've had the chance to pray with several.
Yeah.
When I was at LSU as a chaplain in LSU Medical Center, you take for granted sometimes because someone is elderly or older that maybe, you know, they are serving God or listen, their time here on this earth is not that long, depending where, you know, where they're at. We can reach out to them and love on them. And I think that's an amazing ministry, just loving and honoring them.
You know, I think about how God brought me to be able to connect a lot of my neighbors through being able to give me the wisdom of just, you know, at the time I was living in Florida and he just gave me a lawnmower, a weed whacker, and he said, go and meet a need.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing how many neighbors are right next to you that you never see.
Mm.
And one of the neighbors, I can't recall her name at this time, but she was also elderly and probably late 70s, early 80s. And it was amazing how just to be able to spend time with her.
Mm.
She, every time I came, she would offer me a glass of milk. A sandwich. She would insist on making me a sandwich and we would talk.
All right.
Wow.
And just the fact of being able to give her just time, just spend time with her, it was so much more valuable than just being able to get paid for anything or mowing a lawn or anything.
Yeah.
Because it was like that was that ministry. That was being able to connect with someone. Because you think about it, how many elderly people don't have those children to come visit them?
Yeah.
Their grandchildren to come visit them. And it's like God just really made known to me that one of the most important things that we can give someone is our time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important things that we can get from someone is their time and just be able to love on them.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
It is powerful. And that's really, I'm glad you brought that up, man, because that's a great thing that anybody can do. If you can push a lawnmower, you know, you can get out there and love on seniors. They got homes.
Yeah.
They've got things to take care of. And you have those type of gifts that can repair things and all. And at that time of their life, you know, their earning potential is greatly diminished, And but that doesn't mean that their bills greatly diminish either. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes their medical bills expenses go up and mm-hmm. you know, so it becomes pretty tight on them. And a great way that we can love on God, because Jesus said that whatever we do to the least of these brothers of mine, you have done to me. A great mm-hmm. way we can love on Jesus is by honoring those who are seniors.
Yeah.
And borrow some experience and sit down and allow them to talk, because one thing that my experience when I've encountered seniors is they love to share their stories because they have the perspective of being able to review their life. They have the perspective of seeing some of the wise decisions they've made. They have the opportunity to see some of the foolish decisions they've made. Mm-hmm. And they have the opportunity to look over the span of their life, maybe the last 50, 60, maybe 70, 80 years, and see the transition that's occurred within the nation, within the country. And they can tell you of a time that's not present today. Mm-hmm. They can tell you of a time. And it was not long ago when this country, I mean, they were just, it was great. It's yeah. one thing me and Mr. Reed were talking about. We said that the country was such in a place 50 years ago in terms of spirituality, believers in this country that love Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, how many missionaries have been sent out of this country, that the presence of God and what was happening in amongst the church at large was affecting the everyday society. Even people that didn't know God knew better than to curse or cuss yeah. if you're from the South in front of somebody and a senior, or if they were, you know, just even hanging around acting foolish. Mm. There's something about even young people then that would even straighten up and say, man, you know,
that's not right. Honor, respect.
Yeah, yeah, there's a woman in here, you know, in our presence. There's a senior here. You know, don't even slouch on the wall. You know what I mean? Today, what are we seeing? We're seeing no disregard. We're seeing young people attack seniors, attack them, hurt them physically, and we got to get back.
Yeah,
we got to get back.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's so important that we do this mm-hmm. because one day, we too are going to grow old.
That's right.
God willing.
Yeah. And you know what? You can grow old gracefully and you can grow old wonderfully. I was thrilled with this encounter. And I think that we need to embrace that. So I'm going to take the challenge today. I'm going to find the senior and I'm going to see what I can do for them. I want to encourage you to do the same. But let's love on them. Mm-hmm. Let's show them how important they are and that we value them. And what would happen if we could win a whole bunch of them to the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen.
In their final days here on earth, before their moments yeah. away of seeing Jesus face to face? What an amazing opportunity to be able to do that.
You know, I think about that. You know, Jesus told a parable about, you know, the owner of a vineyard. And he said, you know, the beginning of the day, he gave him a dollar, and then he hired a servant towards like noon, he gave him a dollar. And then towards the end of the day, he hired someone and gave him a dollar. And then at the end of the day, he gave them all the same. And there were some of the servants that said, yeah, I've been working for you longer. Why did you give them the same thing? And I'm paraphrasing this, but it's just like what Jesus was talking about is the fact that there are people that give their lives to Jesus Christ when they're 5 years old. There's people that give their lives to Jesus Christ when they're 30 years old. And there's some people that give their lives to Jesus Christ when they're on their deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And God values every single person that he has mm-hmm. given life. And God has placed you. We've talked about many times is that where God has placed you is not by accident. And being able to just pay attention and around your neighbors, like you're saying, John, yeah. is just like, who are the seniors in your neighborhood, and just being able to tell them the love of Christ,
yeah,
you know, that might be the last day that they have, and it's yeah. just like, how valuable is that encounter to be able to tell them that, you know, God loves you and I just want to help you, to serve you.
Yeah, especially too when you think about that, how encouraging it would be to them that when they see the news, they see what's happening if they're not yeah. listening to VFN radio. You know, they could be getting a depressing depiction. They are getting a depressing depiction of what's going on.
Yeah.
And a young person comes to them and starts talking about the Lord. Talk about refreshing. Mm-hmm. Talking about hopeful. Yeah. That's really good. You know, another thing that you can do, and this is really nice if you have children and you can get them involved in this, that a lot of seniors, they'd love to be able to read the word and they'd love to be able to read some books, but their eyes are failing them. One of the things that you can do, practical way that you can bless a senior, is by recording a reading on audio, whether it's a book or it's the Bible, and get them all the technology and just bless it with them and say, hey, listen, I got something here for you. They love that stuff.
Yeah.
They love that stuff. And I want to challenge. This is the challenge today. Love on a senior today. You know, we have had all these stories about seniors and grandparents, and God bless them. We thank God for them because they are imparting to us such amazing wisdom. But I know, I know on the break you were just saying something regarding your grandfather, Pat.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, my grandfather, he loved to come over to our house in the summertime and put us to work in my own house.
Oh, my goodness.
Only a grandfather can come to your house goodness. And can put you to work your house.
Don't you understand? This is summer. We're on a break here. I used to dread it, man. He put us out in that yard. We'd be out there all day long raking and cutting and bagging, and oh, it was horrific. You know what I learned?
What'd you learn?
I learned how to do yard. I learned how to rake properly.
Yes.
You start around the outside perimeter, yep. and you work your way into the middle.
Into the middle, huh?
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's cool about what it's like what you were saying earlier, though, it's just like it kind of goes deeper than that because it was those beginning days that, you know, really taught you work ethic.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times,
I had
people,
zero back then.
I mean, you think about it, but it's those moments of those hard projects or hard plans or just hard work. You know, you've talked about it before. It's just like we've totally got past that working of just going outside, breaking a sweat, and putting in that hard work.
There's things that you got to learn. You talk to the seniors today, and they said, listen, the problem with that child is they don't have any home training. They don't have any home training.
Yeah.
And that's what grandparents do. They say, we're going to give you some home training. Come on over
Miles. We're going to clean the front yard.
I mean, my grandfather lived with us for a period of his life. And he lived with us. Mm-hmm. So there was no nothing. And he came from a generation that you didn't waste any food. I mean, today, kids open a refrigerator, they take five or six things and full glasses of milk and juice and then leave half of it.
Throw
half of it away. Not around him.
Yeah.
There was no throwing away of food at all. I remember we had some friends that would come over and they'd have dinner with us. And, it was embarrassing to us at the time because they'd be like, now I'll serve you as much as you like, but I have a rule. He was a great cook. He said you got to eat everything on your plate. And that was the truth. I mean, you had to eat everything that was served because he didn't believe in throwing away food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And guess what we learned? You know, we learned how to do
eat
it right
less.
Because he'd get on us. But he had a tremendous work ethic, my grandfather. I remember times it would be snowing and blizzard and they would call off work for everybody because you couldn't commute or travel. He would still go. I mean, he'd go all the way down there only to find out that it was closed or whatever. But he didn't care. He showed up. I mean, he was the type of guy that he had all these vacation days and all this. He didn't use a vacation. He didn't have sick days. He didn't do any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He worked.
Mm-hmm.
He worked. And he believed in doing things right.
Yeah.
This is, I remember stories, we'd go to, one year we went to Disney World. Now, most people, when they go to Disney World, they are so filled with you know, excitement and awe over just the design of the park and the rides and all this type of stuff. But no.
We're going to clean up that garbage. We're going to clean.
No,
we're gonna...
not exactly that. But my grandfather would sit on the bench and begin to beat the thing. He'd go, look at the quality of this thing. Look at the quality of this thing. And he'd dissect every bit of the park. Brilliant. Smart. I mean, and he would look at the engineering of just the simple things that everyone would overlook at.
Right.
And he would be amazed.
Yeah.
He would be amazed. And he'll be kicking the thing. I'm like, you're beating up the...
He had to be melancholy.
Oh, he had to.
Ain't no thing going to do that.
Melancholy all the way. But he appreciated that type of stuff. And it was fun just watching him because mm-hmm. everyone was looking at, oh, look, there's Goofy. He ain't looking at Goofy. He's looking at the trash can. He's looking at the bench. And
that was like me at the Smithsonian, dude. I didn't look at nothing inside the cases. I was looking at the cases. I was looking at the shell. I was like, man, look at this acrylic work. This is amazing. Oh, is that the shuttle? Oh, man, look at the acrylic work.
Is that the Constitution? Anyway. Yeah, right. But it's awesome because yeah. these are the things that the seniors and grandparents could pass down, and we have all these amazing stories. But you got to get the younger generation around mm-hmm. them. You got to get them. You got to bring. Listen, if you don't have grandparents in town, you need to go adopt a grandparent. You need yeah. to have your children adopt a grandparent that's on the street and just love on yeah. them and let them get around them and invite them over for dinner or bring them some dinner every now and again because we need that.
Yeah.
And we need to turn back to that.
You know, I think it's so important, too. It's just like when we have that connection and we remember the generations that came before us, it helps us appreciate where we are. It helps us appreciate what they've done and what they've gone through. Because it's just like being able to listen to their stories as a parent when they were raising our parents
mm-hmm.
to get to our generation. It's just mm-hmm. like you have so much more of a respect for the things that we have, because it's just like if there's a disconnect and we don't remember how we got to here, we can treat what we've been given with contempt, or we can treat what we've been given just
flippantly.
Yeah. Yeah. And just not have a thankfulness or just a gratitude for what they did for us. And it's just like their labors, their work ethic. And it's just like we want to be able to give back to honor them, just to love them for their years of sacrifice for loving us.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely, because they do so much and they have done so much that you're just like, man, you know, teach me, give me some perspective. I need to know what this is all about, you know, because it's important. It's absolutely important.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.